Well, good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue a focus on living a life that overcomes, we're going to talk today about overcoming through prayer. The idea of going to God and allowing Him to help in ways that are more powerful, more effective, more needed than any of our plans or ideas could ever be. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 17 and 18 says, Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of Him." And she said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." And then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. You may recognize that as part of the story, the prelude, so to speak, to the birth, the life of the prophet Samuel. And Hannah was so distraught. She felt unloved. She felt unwanted. She felt rejected because she was childless. And even as her husband tried to confirm his love for her and her value to him, it really was not all that effective. And as she would visit She and her husband, her family, would visit the temple and take this trip. She would be found praying. And in this particular instance, she's praying and her lips are moving. She's praying silently but actively. And Eli, the priest, notices it and thinks, well, doesn't think too highly. But with her explanation that she's praying, she's crying out to God, that her despair has made her so distraught. He joins in agreement with that prayer. And through it, Hannah overcomes her despair. And I think there's power in the midst of our discouragement, in the midst of the troubles that we face, of recognizing that we can go to God in prayer, but there's also power in joining others in prayer and having others join us. And I know there are things that are not appropriate, it would not be helpful to broadcast to the whole world. That discretion is needed many times. But that idea of going to God and knowing that you're not alone. And when we invite others to join us in our prayers, especially those prayers of despair, those prayers of discouragement, those prayers of troubled times, we find that we're able to overcome because those around us help us and remind us that God is a God who hears and who answers. And I think sometimes even when we think about praying, we don't see the answers often when we want them, how we want them. And the enemy begins to plant those doubts in our minds of, is anybody really listening? And we know intellectually that God is a God who loves us, who listens, who answers according to what is absolutely best. But many times we overcome because of that knowledge. We're able to pray. We're able to leave things in the hands of God. We're able to, as Scripture would say, cast all of our cares, our worries upon Him. And many times that works, and we're able to overcome simply by spending time with God. And His presence reminds us of His love, of His care. But there are times where we become so uncertain in life, when circumstances weigh us down to such an extent that I believe it's important that we recruit at least another person to join us in prayer. And whether they're joining us physically, side by side, or whether we just hear from them and know that because we've requested it, they have joined us in prayer. And we gain comfort, we gain encouragement, we gain strength from knowing that when God says that where two or three gather, where they agree on anything in my name, it will be granted. Now, I know there have been times we've tested that and we don't believe it happened. We've gathered people that agree with us, and we go to God and, in a sense, demand that He agrees with us. And we miss that little line about asking in His name. You see, praying in the name of Jesus is not simply a tag that we add to the end of our prayers and as a blessing. It's about praying according to the authority of Jesus, according to the will of Jesus. It's about doing things, desiring things that would honor Him, that would be appropriate. And not according to us, but according to Him. And so sometimes we read Scripture, we take those verses that are easy to misuse, and we gather the parts that we like and we hold them up and we ask God why He didn't do what He said He would. And many times, at least in my life, it's because I didn't do what He said to do. I really didn't ask in His name. I didn't care what He thought. And so when we gather those that join us in prayer, we gather with those who join us in a desire and a pursuit of what God wants. You see, overcoming through prayer says that we put our life, we put our hopes, we put our dreams, we put our troubles, we put our discouragement into God's hands, and we trust Him. It's the line that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego has, that we know that our God can save us, but even if He doesn't, we trust Him, we believe in Him, we honor Him. And they're able to say that not because they don't care, but because they believe God cares for them. Even if for whatever reason He chooses to let them perish in that fire. You see, when we begin to believe that God is this magic genie that ought to grant whatever we ask in the manner that we ask it in, we really say that we know more than God knows. And we end up with not only not being able to overcome despair, but we have no hope for others. You see, life isn't about well, it isn't only about this life. It's about an eternity. It's about a longer period of time than what we'll ever live here on this earth. And when we find ourselves facing those moments, those hours, those days, those months, those years of uncertainty, of discouragement, of not liking the way that things have turned out, I believe one of the best things we can do is to overcome through prayer. Because when we begin to spend significant amounts of time learning to pray without ceasing, to be in that attitude, that conversation with God about everything, we discover that not only does He care for us, but He knows us better than we know ourselves. And so as we pray today, I would encourage you to consider, what things do you hold on to that bring discouragement that you could overcome if you would talk to God about them? Put them in His hands. Trust Him to take care of it in a way that's right and proper, regardless of whether it's your way or not. When God says that His ways are higher, more, His thoughts are purer, His ways are so much better than ours. Do we believe it? You see, that's where prayer helps us to overcome. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us, that we can go to You and we can cry out to You and we can share our joy, our grief, our sorrows, our frustrations, whatever's going on in our life, and it doesn't catch You by surprise. We don't end up with those looks of shock and disappointment or disapproval. We find a God who cares and helps us to overcome. Sometimes in the ways that we want, but often in a way that's much better. God, today as we pray and we talk to You, may You help us to see how we can help others overcome through prayer. How we can see and hear their discouragement, their downcast face, their despair, their sorrow, and join them in prayer. Remind them that they are not alone, that not only do You notice that You've brought people into their life to pray, to lift them up, to talk to You, to listen to You. Father, may we be those that cry out night and day as we consider the trouble that our world is in, our communities are in, our nation is in. May we not only overcome individually because we cry out to You and we listen, but may the places we live be stronger refuges from these troubles because we've learned to overcome through prayer, to have You lift us up when the world has brought us down. And Father, as we live as those that have been lifted by You, may we be very deliberate about lifting Jesus, so that many would see Him, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.